big question in business. Now that Congress passed the tax cut plan, what's going to happen to the economy in 2011?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Happy Friday. To the tax cut compromise that was sent to President Obama's desk, $801 billion in Bush-era tax cut extensions, tax cuts added in, and unemployment benefits extended. What could it possibly do for economic growth next year? Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch. She's with us live from New York, as she is every Friday, and today no exception. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
What are these tax cuts projected to do for the economy next year?
Well, given the conversations I've had with analysts and economists, they're looking at an additional half to full 1 percentage point of growth next year in the economy. Now, let me put that in perspective. We only grew by 2.5% in the last quarter. So if we're going to get pushed up to 3.5% or even 4% next year, that's a pretty big deal for the economy.
In proportion, sure. So I'm curious, Jill, ever since the tax deal was announced, we here at Marketplace have covered what it's done to the bond market, and it's hit bonds pretty hard. Why is that, and how are people affected, everyday people?
Well, I think that the reason why the bonds really accelerated the sell-off was because of that growth. In other words, if the economy is going to grow a much greater pace next year, then maybe the Fed doesn't have to expand its bond buying program, and an improving economy really makes people start to think about stocks versus bonds. Well, here's how it really hits your pocket. Book. If you look at mortgage rates, they have spiked from a low level of about 4.25% for a 30-year fixed rate to nearly 5% today on a $200,000 loan. That's an extra $90 a month. You know what? That could be the difference between a refi making sense and not making sense. On the good side, I just want to say that savers will finally start to get a little bit more interest. So rising interest rates will finally reward those good doobies who have been putting their money away all along.
Nice. All right, Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. We do thank you.
Great to be with you.
All right. Globally, the amount of power from nuclear plants is expected to quadruple over the next two decades. The UK is among the countries open to building new nuclear reactors, which raises an important question. What are they going to do with all that radioactive waste? From London, reporter Christopher Worth has the story.
For workers at this nuclear facility in northern England, that slow, constant beep of the plant's monitoring system is a reassuring sound.
So this makes sure that no radiation escaped from the plant.
Carl Steele is with Sellafield Limited, the company that operates this site within the scenic Lake District. He says if that steady beep turns into an alarm, I should run as fast as I can.
Yeah, don't wait for me, just run, yeah.
This plant reprocesses most of the UK's most dangerous high-level nuclear waste, and that waste will remain in this building for the next 50 to possibly even 100 years. The question is, then what? Britain hopes to build what's known as a geological repository for radioactive waste deep below the Earth's surface, much like what the U.S. has tried and failed to do at Yucca Mountain in Nevada. And Cherry Tweed is with the U.K.'s Nuclear Decommissioning Authority. She says that waste would stay there for a long, long time.
Hundreds of thousands to possibly a million years.
I caught up with Tweed at this local community meeting in Keswick, a tourist town not far from the nuclear plant. Residents here are discussing the possibility of building an underground repository nearby.
First of all, good afternoon and thank you for coming.
And so far, this area around the facility has been the only place to express an interest in hosting a repository.
Getting the support of the local community will be absolutely key to the process.
But it won't be easy to persuade locals like Yvette Kahane, even though she's lived alongside the nuclear industry for most of her life.
But I'm not sure as to whether actually deep disposal is the safest way to deal with it.
Among people's concerns are worries that waste could contaminate groundwater. But underground storage does seem to be the way Europe is heading. Last month, the European Union required all member countries to develop programs for building nuclear repositories. In Cumbria, England, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
All the talk of European debt continues to weigh on global stock markets. Shares in Europe and Asia are mostly lower at the moment, slightly. Moody's slashed Ireland's credit rating by 5 notches today, gave it a negative outlook, so that's affecting investors there. Wall Street yesterday, stocks offered a little sparkle. The Dow rose 41 points to close at 11,499.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio.
Apple has another big product launch set for early next year. So Macophiles, start getting in line. Oh, wait, you don't have to show up to buy this one, which is the point of the whole thing. Marketplace's Eve Trow reports.
Apple's new App Store opens January 6th on a screen near you. This one will sell applications for your laptop or desktop computer. So you can get that iPhone lightsaber on your MacBook Pro. Maybe, but technology writer Chris Null says it's bigger than that.
We're talking about applications that can run from $10 to hundreds to thousands of dollars, from Microsoft Office to Adobe Photoshop.
Apple's expected to take 30% of all App Store purchases. Null says software companies will pretty much have to give in, because the App Store will be the way Mac users pick computer programs, the way they now pick music on iTunes.
It is exactly like iTunes. You'll be able to make a one-click purchase and download it immediately.
Software companies have offered online downloads for years of their own products. What's new here is that Apple will sell everyone's programs for them and get a big cut. I'm Eve Trow for Marketplace.
And finally, a Taiwanese man had the misfortune of dropping a bag containing more than $6,000 of his money into a shredding machine at work. Ouch. Good thing in Taiwan, you can take your puzzle of cash to a special investigations unit at the Justice Ministry and have it pieced together free of charge. A government forensic scientist worked for 7 days piecing that money back into an acceptable condition. That scientist, by the way, is simply known as the Jigsaw Expert. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
It's a tricky balance. You blow the whistle on financial fraud at your firm and you get a huge bounty, or you don't and you keep a low profile.
If you don't protect the whistleblower, he or she is simply not going to step forward.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the cost-benefit analysis of new whistleblower rules in our series Economy 4.0. That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.